Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to conservation and careful management of the state's forests to make them more resilient and better habitats for wildlife. Choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, April 11th. I'm Jonathan Aul. Yesterday marked the end of Ramadan, the holy month for Muslims consisting of fasting, prayer, reflection, and community. But this year it has been a difficult time to celebrate.
They're seeing so much hardship around the world, it can be kind of tough to, you know, enjoy Ramadan, to enjoy it the same way you have in previous years.
We'll hear from St. Louis area Muslims reflecting on this year's Ramadan. That's coming up on The Gateway. The Missouri State Board of Education wants to help address a growing mental health crisis among young people. The State Department of Mental Health told the board on Tuesday that adolescent rates of depression and anxiety in the U.S. doubled between 2010 and 2019. The department's community behavioral health organizations partner with local districts to provide school liaisons or services. But Director Valerie Hoon says demand for those services is high and the workforce is stretched.
It's not a budget issue right now. You could throw $500 million at me and I would not find the people to deliver the services.
The department also brings a mental health first aid program to schools to teach students about mental health and expose young people to a possible career field. Missouri has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the nation, and black mothers in the state die at higher rates than white women. Jamaat Birth Village in Ferguson and the city of St. Louis are collaborating to prioritize black doula care. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
Doulas provide emotional and physical support before, during, and after childbirth. Okonshola Amadou is Jamaat Birth Village founder. She and other black health organization leaders are using Black Doula Day, April 11th, as a day of advocacy. They want equal reimbursements from insurance companies and Medicaid. They also want state lawmakers to include them as experts when writing bills. And Amadou says working with city officials can help promote them as such.
Right now, we're witnessing states attempting to regulate doulas.
Amadou says the black doula profession needs uplifting because many lawmakers are unaware of its benefits to black maternal health. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Springfield proposal aimed at holding funeral homes accountable for their treatment of human remains passed the Illinois Senate. This follows the discovery of serious issues at some Illinois funeral homes, including misidentified remains and unsanitary conditions. It would require funeral establishments to keep custody records for each deceased person, allowing them to be specifically identified. Illinois Democratic Senator Doris Turner is the bill's sponsor. She says these issues have re-traumatized grieving families.
When a coroner calls you months after your loved one's funeral saying, "I have your mom's cremated remains," and you think to yourself, "My mom wasn't cremated, we buried her last April." Then the coroner tells you that the woman you buried wasn't your mother.
The bill now goes to the Illinois House. Organizers of the local music festival Twang Fest have announced that the event won't go forward. As St. Louis Public Radio's Lauren Brennecke reports, Twang Fest brought music of every genre to St. Louis for 25 years.
Twang Fest was a four-day event at Off-Broadway in South St. Louis. It started as a showcase for blues and country music, eventually adding brass bands, rock, and rap performers. John Wendland has been a volunteer organizer for Twang Fest since the start. He says the event ended due to rising tour costs. Now, the organization has a new vision for smaller, more intimate performances.
I really think we have a chance to do some really interesting things there. Be able to do these single shows throughout the year. And that's got me the most excited, actually.
They plan to continue producing single-day shows throughout the year at Off-Broadway, Tower Grove venues, and other sites. I'm Lauren Brennecke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Over the last month, Muslims across the world have observed the holy month of Ramadan with fasting, gatherings for meals, community prayer, and intentional giving. And yesterday marked Eid al-Fitr, the festival marking the end of Ramadan. St. Louis Public Radio's Aula Kuziz spoke with a range of St. Louis area Muslims about the way they've experienced Ramadan this year.
Hayya
At Dar al-Islam Mosque in West St. Louis County, people greet each other as they walk in for the last night of Ramadan prayers on Monday. The community center is the largest in the region, and it's growing. On average this month, 1,300 people came for nighttime prayers. On Laylat al-Khatm, when prayer leaders finished reading the Qur'an, more than 3,000 people attended. Board member Afnan Sheikhani says outreach on social media has helped the mosque reach congregants from across the region.
We did see much more youth in all ages and all different ethnicity, which is great to see that variety.
For 13-year-old Tala Daboul, coming to the mosque allows her to catch up with friends while strengthening her faith.
It's just like, it feels very warm, and just seeing the whole community, talking with your friends, praying together, it really makes me feel close to God, and it just is a good feeling.
While Ramadan is typically marked by celebratory feasts, community, and charity, this year it feels a little different. Muslims in the St. Louis area say the month of fasting has been more somber. Bisma Sayed says it's beautiful seeing community members gather, but with 6 months of war in Gaza and an estimated 33,000 Palestinians killed by Israel Defense Forces, Sayed says it's been hard for her to feel joyful.
I think a lot of people are also equally kind of also struggling, where they're seeing so much, you know, hardship around the world. It can be kind of tough to, you know, enjoy Ramadan, to enjoy it the same way you have in previous years. I know that's been kind of a struggle for me as well, especially with seeing global events. It's a time of like true reflection. It's truly like a wake-up call. So I think it can be a really beautiful experience, but it's a time for true growth and reflection as well.
Even while grieving, community gatherings have remained a way for Muslims to reflect and foster unity. At Dar al-Islam Mosque, Mubina Sharif cleans the kitchen after another day of feeding more than 600 people. It's hard work, she says, but it's rewarding.
I love it. This is my passion to work in the house of Allah. That's the only motivation which makes me come here every Ramadan, and I pray that I stay healthy the whole 30 days and put the whole 100% of my life in this place. I love it. I never complain.
Sharif has been serving the community free meals for more than 35 years, but not everyone has been at the mosque this long. Caleb Summers is celebrating his first Ramadan this month. He converted to Islam in December.
It's a strong brotherhood, and it's nice to, I noticed that no one makes strangers here. Everyone is saying Salaam Alaikum. It's almost as if you're not supposed to make strangers here. And I like that aspect, because outside in the regular world, people walk past each other and don't say anything to each other at all. And it's actually taught me to take that into the real world, and now I speak to complete strangers. So trying to take the spirit that we bring in the masjid and bring it out into the world.
Today, Summers celebrates his first Eid al-Fitr with members of his newfound community, a community that continues to grow in St. Louis.
That was St. Louis on the Air producer Aula Kuziz. To hear more voices and perspectives on how area Muslims have experienced Ramadan this year, and to see photos, check out our reel by visiting @STLOnAir on Instagram. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to sustainable and sound conservation of the state's forests, which support more than 41,000 Missouri jobs, resulting in a $10 billion industry. ChooseWood.com.